I think Mashiach was supposed to come last night.
Amen. Mashiach's coming right now.
The whole like
Mashiach's coming right now.
We included a whole piece on like the three doves sending out three times, like the third one didn't come back. That being like the third base of Mikdash, like the whole Libanese house.
Amen. Hashman. That's what we learned. It's time for the time of the third bis. In the Chavetz Chaim share this past week on Tuesday nights, so I quoted this piece. The Chavetz Chaim said, "How do you know the sun's going to come up? How do you know the sun's going to come up? How do we? Well, we went to sleep last night. How do we know the sun's going to come up? Because the Torah says so, right? Because the Torah says, Yom v'layla lo yishbosum. So Chavetz Chaim used to say, a person has to believe that Mashiach is going to come. As much as he believes, as much. I mean, what reality creates the sun coming up this morning? Because Hashem said so. And that's why I'm confident it's going to happen, because the Torah says so. The Torah says it's going to happen, it's going to happen. So too, when the Torah says the Mashiach is going to come, and the Chavetz Chaim actually, it's interesting, the pasuk that he points to in Shlach, right after HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals the Midos HaRachamim, very in passing, the Torah says in a pasuk there that the Kavod Hashem is going to spread over the whole world. So Chavetz Chaim says, see, it says in the Torah that Hashem is going to take over. So we have to, the same way that I believe the sun's going to come up today, I have to believe Animama b'muna shleima that Mashiach is going to come. It's the same Torah that creates that same reality. So they say that the Talmidim of, they tell it by the Brisker Rav, they also tell it by the Belzer Rebbe, that there's certain times when Mashiach, the Gemara says Mashiach can't come. Right? And there's certain times that the Gemara says Mashiach is supposed to come. So they say, they ask the Brisker Rav, they say the same thing by the Belzer Rebbe, they asked him, ah, but Mashiach can't come on Erev Shabbos. Mashiach is supposed to come in Nisan. Mashiach, right? So he said, just let Mashiach come, and right, Eliyahu will answer up the kashas. Tishbi Yatarit Kushiv Svabayos. Tekus. Some say is Rashi Tevos. Tishbi Eliyahu. Tishbi Yatarit Kushiv Svabayos. Let Mashiach come, and then Eliyahu will answer the questions. I think that's how they tell it by the Brisker Rav. By the Belzer Rebbe, they say it even starker. They say, let Mashiach come and I'll tell you the answer to the question. The Belzer Rebbe said. The Gemara said, Mashiach can't come today. So they said, how can that, right? The way they asked the Brisker Rav is, how could Animam Muna Shlema, right? That Mashiach's going to come today. But this is one of the days Chazal say Mashiach can't come. So the Brisker Rav said, don't worry about it. We'll work it out. We just need Mashiach. We'll figure out all the kashas. We answer up every other kasha that we have on the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Okay. So, Chavra, anytime you have in Chumash someone's name appear twice, it's a Lashon of Chavivus. That's the cloud that Chazal set up. If someone's name appears twice, it's a sign that a person's very Chaviv, that Hashem loves that person. I once told my students, some high school students, I said, listen, because some kid was complaining about me, the Rebbe's always picking on me. I said, no, you're wrong. I said, the Rebbe calls your name twice. If he calls your name twice, it means he loves you extra. If he has to say your name, like, no, Yankel, Yankel. Right, Yankel, Yankel. So who in the Torah is called twice as a Lashon of Chavivus?
Avram.
Avram, Avram. There's three main ones in the Torah. We're going to come back to Noach in a second. You have Yaakov, Yaakov, and you have Moshe, Moshe. Avram, Avram, Yaakov, Yaakov, Moshe, Moshe. You have one more in Nach. Who do you have in Nach?
Shmuel.
Shmuel, Shmuel. Habakkuk. No, Shmuel, Shmuel. That would be good. Shmuel, Shmuel. Right? Hashem calls Shmuel. Shmuel thinks he's hearing something and he's running back and forth. Eli, did you call me? Until he figures out Hashem's talking to him. Okay, so those are the main four. Avram, Avram, Yaakov, Yaakov, Moshe, Moshe, and Shmuel, Shmuel. Then you open up this week's parsha, and how does it begin, this past week's parsha? Eli told us, Noach, Noach. So he'll say, that doesn't count. All the other ones, Hashem is talking to a person. Hashem says, Avram, Avram. Hashem says, Yaakov, Yaakov. Hashem says, Shmuel, Shmuel, Moshe, Moshe. Noach, Noach. Right? You have to read the pasuk wrong to say that. It's Eli told us, Noach. These are the generations of Noach. Pause, colon. Right? Noach, ish sadek haya. So can we put Noach, Noach on the list?
Yeah.
So the Dasa Kainu with the Bali Tosos. Listen to this. The Bali Tosos apparently understood it that way. Put Noach on the list of people who's called by a double name. Was an added Chavivus by their Bona Sholem. Bali Tosos quote a Medrash. Noach le'elyonim, Noach le'tachtonim. Noach was beloved above and beloved below. Which, Bechlal, is an interesting question. Noach was so beloved below. The people tried to kill him when he entered the Teva. So I think you could say, when was Noach beloved? He spent 120 years giving people Musar, right? When did they love him? Before he started giving Musar. But Noach was a tzaddik who sat by himself and just, some sweet little old yid who sat in the corner. doing his thing. He didn't bother anyone. Everyone's stealing and everyone's going about their perverted ways. And Noach didn't bother anyone. So he's a good guy. We love Noach. Once Noach starts to become a Baal Muster, I can't imagine he was Noach L'Tachtonim for those years. But Noach L'Alyonim, Noach L'Tachtonim. He was beloved above, beloved below. And then the Baalei Tosfos say, it's in the Das Hakeinim, V'chol she'nichbol shemo b'yadua shu tzadik. Whenever you have a double name, it's a sign the person's a tzadik. Kamo Avram Avram. So he asked me another question from the Parsha. I think someone said it before. Avi, did you say it? Yeah. Later in the Parsha, you have Terach Terach. Bela told us Terach Terach. So it's Terach a tzadik. Is Terach beloved? L'alyonim l'tachtonim? Baalei Tosfos quote the Yerushalmi as raising this question. So Yerushalmi answers, there is one man da'amar in the Medrash that Terach did tshuva, which is gevaldik to think about. Terach did tshuva. Terach was a chashav idol worshiper, and Terach was chozer b'tshuva to such a degree that Hashem says Terach Terach, even though again pshat in the pasuk is not Terach Terach. Yeah.
I mean, it is talking about Terach that he had the explosive being Avram's father.
Right. That's true. But Avram had nothing to do with Terach. How do you know Avram had nothing to do with Terach? Avram and Mamish, nothing to do with Terach. We look at Avram all the Svarim. The more Pnim you go in the Svarim, the more Avram is cut away from Terach. They say, how do you kasher a kli? How do you kasher a kli? Let's say I accidentally put my milchik spoon into a fleshic pot. What do I have to do? To kasher it. How do you kasher it? It was put into a hot bowl of soup, if it was used in hot, I have to kasher with hot, right? Kabolo kach polto. So Avram, right? How are you going to kasher Avram from Terach? Gotta put him in the fire. That's what I'm saying. Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver has a drasha, one of the early Talmidei Agra, Talmud of the Agra. Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver said that. Yeah, that Avram was thrown into a fire to kasher. You've also maybe heard the idea, right? And again, it's you have to figure out in halach exactly how this works. But you ever hear this idea, like if you accidentally use something, you stick it into hard earth, stick it in the ground. So there's a medrash in Medrash Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer that says that Avram, in addition to being thrown into the fire, he was hidden underground, just like Shimon Bar Yochai. There's definitely a live bomber shear to be made there. That Avram, I think, also spent 13 years in total. Buried beneath the hard earth in the cave, and the Svarim said that was also part of his kashrus process. So Avram underwent this kashrus process in order to kasher him from any of the blios that maybe he had from Terach. But the Svarim worked very hard to try to totally detach Avram from Terach. What's the pasuk in Iyov? Mi yitein tar mitame is a reference to Avram. The chiddush of Avram that someone so tar could come from someone so tame and not have any traces of his father left in him. But Terach, in the end, you can say Terach is a good guy. Terach. What's the pshat? Because Terach was chozer b'tshuva. Okay, who else can we add to the list? Just to be mashlim this inyan, just have a complete idea. Who else?
Moshe.
Moshe's already on the list. The main four again are Avram, Yaakov, Moshe, and Shmuel. Those are people where Hashem actually says to them twice: Avram, Avram, Yaakov, Yaakov, Moshe, Moshe, Shmuel, Shmuel. We just added Noach. We added Terach. Who else? There's another one. Also, this week's parsha. Ve'ela told us shame. Baalei Tosfos don't mention it, but I guess with this klal that any time, even if it's not Hashem speaking to the person twice, then that person is good in Avonah Shalom's eyes. But I want to talk for a few minutes about a pshat that Rav Weinberger mentioned in passing, and I thank Shimi for pointing this out to me. No, what he said in the Chassidus shir, in the Darchei Noam shir. Well, you told me, then I asked, right, I confirmed with you.
I told you.
Okay, so Yosef Shalom told me, so I listened to this share. So, I'm not sure who says this, but he said, B'Shem, the Svarim HaKadoshim, and it's a very chashuvar, I want to think about it for a few minutes together. Eila told us Noach Noach. So what's bothering Rashi? What's the first Rashi? Eila told us Noach Noach. These are the Tolmas of Noach, and then it doesn't tell us who Noach's kids are. It goes into telling us who Noach is. Noach is Tzadik, he's Tamim, right? He's an Ish, he's a Tzadik, he's a Tamim, B'Dor Osef. So Rashi's trying to understand, why didn't they talk about his toldos? So what does Rashi say? The first answer, Rashi says that his children are his toldos. Right? His mitzvos are his toldos. The mitzvos of Maisim Tovim and Tzadik are his children. He cares a lot about them, like he cares about his children. That's what Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Parsha. That a Tzadik, as much as we invest in our children, we care, we're obsessed with our kids, we have to be obsessed with our mitzvos. So the same way I want to raise my kids in the right path, I want to raise my mitzvos, I want to do mitzvos in the right way. That's what Rav Moshe says. You cannot be bothered by the question if you translate toldos differently. How can you translate told us not be bothered by Rashi's question? Ela told us no. How would you translate told us? Again, if told us means kids, you'd expect it to say Shem Chan and Yafis right afterwards. But it doesn't.
Almost like stuff.
Well, that's how Rashi's learning. Rashi's learning told us. I mean, how else could you translate the word told us and not need to mention his kids by name right away?
Characteristics.
Okay.
Or like maybe what he gave the world.
What he produces.
No, that Rashi's working off of that. Rashi's saying he gave birth to human children and he also gave birth to mitzvahs. That's different. How can he translate told us differently? No, I'm not getting to Rav Amir Gishtrayo. How else can you translate told us? You could say these are the chronicles of Noach. This is the told us means history, right? These are not the children of Noach, these are the histories of Noach. I don't have to get right into who his biological kids are. I'm telling you the story of Noach. Okay? But Rav Amir set up shot. And I think it's a very chashuv shot to think about. Eila told us Noach. Who are the children of Noach? Who did Noach create?
Noach
created Noach. Eila told us Noach. Who did Noach spend his life creating? He spent his life creating Noach. What do you mean Noach spent his life creating Noach? Noach la yonam Noach tachtonim, especially since the world hated Noach. I think you can say a different shot. When the Baal Yatosos quote this medrash that he was beloved above and beloved below, right? It means that what? Like many of the Sfarim explain, there's an image of us in Shemayim who Hashem wants us to be. The Sfarim talk about this by Avram Avram, by Moshe Moshe, Yaakov Yaakov. There's the ideal version of who Hashem wants Moshe Tzvi to be. And then I have to spend my life trying to make sure that what? That the lower version of who I actually am aligns with the upper version of who Hashem wants me to be. And tzaddikim were zocha to the double name, Noach l'yonam Noach l'tachtonim, means what? Means that I became the person, Noach means that Noach became, he achieved what it was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted for him. That he was true to himself, that Noach l'tachtonim means he was good to himself. Right? He was good to Noach. Eila told us Noach is that he created Noach. That was a gewaldic thing. To spend your life trying to create yourself over and over again, not to just be passing through. So, you think about tzaddikim who left their mark on the world. So I want to just read a piece from the Piyaz Etzner. Piyaz Etzner has a beautiful vart in the Mishnah that we read by the Kinyanim of Torah. Right? In the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos, parak Kinyan Torah, it's not really Mishnah, it's Braisos. One of the ways to acquire Torah is Hamakir Es Makomo. You have to know your place. That's a Kepshuto, that's also a Chashuv Musar. First, that's to know his place. And not anyone and everyone can say anything about everything. The world needs a lot of chizuk in Makir's Makomo. You have to know your place. You have to know what you're... And in both directions. If you're not supposed to be speaking up about a particular issue, so keep your mouth shut. And if you feel that you have what to say, and it would be beneficial for you to say, then you have a chiyuv to say. You have an obligation to say. A person who has testimony, right, has to come to Beis Din. He's mechuyav to come to Beis Din and testify. And a person who swears falsely about not knowing information when he knows information, the Torah discusses such an individual. So a person has to know his place. If I'm supposed to say, I need to say. If I'm supposed to be quiet, I'm supposed to keep quiet. Piyazas has a different shot. In Tzav Aziris, in Yud Beis, he has a different shot in Makir's Makom. Listen to what he says. Have I also upo ba'olam? This is such an important thing, especially I feel like this stage of your life where every conversation I'm having with people is about trying to find your place. Makir's Makomo doesn't just mean know your place. Makir's Makomo means make your place known. What does it mean make your place known? Be the person who's the loudest and always makes the most noise? No. That what? That you should leave over. You should make an imprint on the world of your goodness. That your place in the world is recognized even after you're gone. And then he says an amazing thing. Did the Avos not leave their mark on the world? Did Avram Avinu not leave his mark on the world? Everyone knows Avram. Everyone knows Yitzchak, everyone knows Yaakov. We feel they left an imprint on the world. He said, imagine, what would the world look like? Let's think about this for a second. For real. What would the world look like had the Baal Shem Tov never revolutionized the world the way that he did? What would the world look like? You have to, even from a historical perspective, just understand what Hasidus did to keep Yiddishkeit alive after the Holocaust. So seriously, think about what Hasidus did to keep Yiddishkeit alive after the Holocaust.
There are much less Jews in the world.
The hashbah and the willingness to rebuild and to maintain a certain tzura of a Jew, of what a Hasidish Yid looks like, even just bichitzonis, forget the pnimis of the Baal Shem Tov. Just bichitzonis, the mark that Hasidus left on the world, allowing the Jewish people to rebuild after the Holocaust. That's a chashiv thing. And think about any tzad, think about any Talmud Chacham, think about any of the Nevi'im, think about any of the Avos and the Imos, and the mark that they left on the world. And imagine, what would the world have looked like without Rachel Imenu? Even if we had Sarah and Rivka and Leah. Now, I may not be able to pinpoint what that is, right? But I can tell you that I'm confident that there is such a thing. That our world is a different place because Rachel Imenu passed through. And because Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky passed through. And because the Satmar Rebbe passed through. And because the Vilna Gaon passed through. Right? And the answer is that they weren't passing through. Unfortunately, like many people who do pass, they don't pass through. They leave their mark on the world. They mamish leave their mark on the world. In the clearest way. Well, what are you saying, Troublemaker? Let's go.
You're not just some ready guy.
Not true.
Tape's rolling. In Shemayim and Baaretz. The tape's rolling, but Shemayim and Baaretz. What you say is being recorded. Even if you whisper it, it's still off top, and it's here. Off top, they're still here. Nu, so makir's mekomo. Makir's mekomo. Mori Nechama Leibowitz left her mark on this world, no? She had thousands of students. Men, women, and children, who she taught Torah to. She left her mark on the world. Rav Chaim Brisker was once sitting with someone, and this person quoted the Tosfos. So Rav Chaim Brisker said, that's not in Tosfos. So I said, what do you mean it's not in Tosfos? So I'm telling you, I saw it, and he said, it's not. I'm telling you, it's not in Tosfos. You're confusing it maybe with something else, but it's not in, that comment is not in Tosfos. So someone was there said, Rav Chaim Brisker, wow, you know every Tosfos Baal Peh? That's unbelievable. So Chaim Brisker said, no, I don't know every Tosfos Baal Peh. But I know the way that the Bali Tosfos speak, and the Bali Tosfos would not have said such a thing. I know the style of the Bali Tosfos. That's what the piece of the Rebbe is saying here. Avraham Avinu had a style that he left a mark on the world. If you look at a piece of Ramban on Chumash, you're not going to confuse it with an Ibn Ezra. Ramban has a style, Ibn Ezra has a style. Right? All the Sfarim have a style. And if a person learns that person's style enough, I can show you a piece of Ramban you've never seen before, and you'll say, oh, yeah, this is clearly not Rashi. Not just because it's a longer piece of Torah. And Ramban writes longer than Rashi. You'll say, you'll identify, this is the style of the Ramban. This is the style of Rav Chaim Brisker. This is the style of the Balei Tosfos. Right? This is the way the Zera Kodesh writes, and this is the way the Yismach Yisrael writes. It's a style. Because that's part of being Makiris Makomcha, to leave your mark on the world. So what would the world look like without the Baal Shem Tov? Pizas the Rebbe is talking here. What would the world look like without the Pizas the Rebbe? What would last night have looked like in the Five Towns if not for the Pizas the Rebbe? Do you think he ever would have imagined that there would have been such a thing in his honor? It's a place that he never imagined would even exist, or there would be Jews? That hundreds of Yidden would be getting together to drink from his mark on the world? V'hamakir, what does makir mean? Makir doesn't just mean know your place. Makir means make known. Makir. Right? To cause to make known. To make sure that your place, your mark in this world, is clear for all to see. I had such a gewaldic experience the other day. I was davening one of the shuls in Teaneck. This Israeli guy comes over to me. And he starts, first he's hacking me about, he has this big chiddush, why doesn't it say that Adam ever woke up? It says Hashem put Adam to sleep. And it doesn't say that Adam ever woke up. So I said, the only one I know who talks about this is Rav Shimon Schwab. So I pulled out, who's in a shul with a nice base medrash, I pulled out Mayan base shweva from Rav Schwab, and I showed him, Rav Schwab has that. So he said, that's nice. He said, but he wasn't into it. No, so Rav Schwab says, yeah, Einachanami, we're all still fighting off the sleepiness of Adam. That's a very chashuv art from Rav Schwab. I'm not so quick to say, no, I want something more. That's a lot to think about. So he tells me he has this whole mahalach, that maybe that first Adam never woke up and Hashem made another Adam. He was very deep things he was saying. Okay. He said, maybe. Then he said, I had to drive Meira's carpool that morning. I was like, I really got to go. He said, no, I have to ask you one more question. Okay. So he says, open up to the laning from Shmini Atzeres. So he opens up the Kol HaBachor. And in the Psukim there, it describes, Samachta B'chagecha, the Psukim right before that, celebrating on Pesach. So it says, who celebrates? Ata, Uvincha, and your daughters, right? And your Eved, and your maidservant, Valevi, Vager, Vayasom, Valmana. So you have basically the same Sukkim the first time, then again by Sukkis, the second time, right after. over there in those psukim that we read. So he says, but look, he says the first time it says Atu v'nchavitecha avdecha amescha v'halevi asher bisharecha, Levi asher bisharecha, the Levi in your gates, and then it says Ger and Yasam and Almana. And then the second time it says what? It says Ger Yasam Almana, and then at the end it says asher bisharecha. So what's the pshat? Why does asher bisharecha move? So he said, I don't know. It's interesting. I'm sure people talk about it. And he gets this huge smile on his face, and he says to me, he was speaking half the time in Hebrew, which makes everything more geschmack as it is. And he points to the question. I said, it's a good question. So he says, he's tapping the chumash. He says, Zeha Abba Shacha. Zeha Abba Shacha. And I knew exactly what he meant. He's saying, this, he's like, you don't like my question enough. He's like, your father would like this question. This is the type of question your father would ask. And it's true. It's exactly the type of question my father would like. Like, why one word? It's the same psukim. It's the exact same phraseology by the Shlosh Ragam. But I love the way he said it. Zeha Abba Shacha. This question, this var, you have a kesher to it, but Makiris Makomcha, this is your father's question. And he was so right. I told my father, that's my kind of question. That someone should be able to say, you hear a Dvar Torah, you say, oh, I know who's going to like that Dvar Torah. You hear a good gematria, I know, I have to tell a good gematria to my father. That's his world, that's his domain. That's his thing, and people know it. You walk around the neighborhood, people know that. You have a good gematria, oh. Dr. Weinberg, Jerry Weinberg, he likes a good gematria. But I love the way he said it. Not, your father would like this question. Zeha, this is your father's mark in the world. Zeha Abba Shacha. This question that most of us wouldn't even, moves a word around here or there. Zeha Abba Shacha. This is your father's place. That's Makiris Makomcha. This is also the pshat in that Medrash Tana de Baleo. It says a person has to ask himself all the time, Chayev Adam Lomar. Remember the lashon? Masai yagiu masai lemasai avosai. When am I going to be like Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov? Nusachever. So that's the scariest Maimur Chazal. That's who I'm measuring against. I'm measuring against Avram. If I'm not as frum as Avram, Yitzchak or Yaakov, so then I failed. So it's kulo yayish. So what do they say about Prashistcha? What do they say? I told you in the past. Right, yagiu is lashon of negiya. Masai yagiu masai lemasai avosai. At least to touch it. I'm not going to be it, but at least to be reaching for it, to be touching it. That's what the Rishim Chabunim used to say. There's a sefer called Mayim Rabim. I brought it along today. Mayim Rabim from Rav Michal of Zlotchev, the Magid of Zlotchev, from Michal Zlotchever. So he has in the back. He quotes this Mayim Rabim. Chayev adam lomer masai yagiu masai lemasai avosai. Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. What does that mean? Look what he says. Look how he makes it so realistic. It's so realistic, we have no excuse anymore. To be the avos, not shaykh. Maybe even to touch the avos, to touch the avoda, also not shaykh. What can I do? Look what he says. Kamo sheheim chidshu kol echad avoda mechudeshes bebechina acheres. Each one was mechadesh something. They changed the world. They left their mark, like the PSS is describing, they left their mark on the world. Avram's a midah of chesed. Avram revolutionized chesed. Yitzchak revolutionized gvura. Yaakov revolutionized Tiferes. And therefore you have to do the same thing. And then he says, Tase velomina asoi. What's the halacha by a sukkah? A sukkah is defined by its tzchach, Rashi says in the first page of Masechet Sukkah. A sukkah, right? Achote begadish, a person who carves out the inside of a haystack. Kosher sukkah or not a kosher sukkah? Not a kosher sukkah. Why? It's got tzchach on top, it's got hay on top, could do like karka, why not? Tase velomena asoy. Right? You have to make a sukkah. That's not making a sukkah. You didn't make the schach. What did you do? You created the void, and the schach was always there. Right? The walls have to be there first, and then you put the schach. So that means, if you want, what could you do to this haystack? You could take off the roof, cut off the roof, and then put it back on top. And that's how you could make it. But tase velomena asoy is a klal also in life. You have to make yourself, not just be made by life circumstances. That whatever kind of, I'm passing through. I'm rolling through. Think about the tzaddik. They say Rabbi Nachman, no? Wasn't Rabbi Nachman once looking over the marketplace? Isn't this Rabbi Nachman? He was looking over the marketplace. He was standing with someone. He was looking at the marketplace and he said, Nebuch. They say the same thing of Shalom Shadron. And the Lev Shalom and Parshas Vayigash brings the same, basically the same Maisa from the Rosh Hashiva of Slobodka, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Sher. That they were looking at the marketplace, and the way the Rosh Hashanah said it, he said he was looking at the marketplace, he said, that's not a marketplace, it's a Beis HaKvaros. The Beis HaKvaros, everyone's dead here. They're not doing anything significant. So what's the point of their existence? That's what he said. That's very harif. Rabbi Nachman, I think, said it a little differently. Rabbi Nachman was looking at the marketplace, and he says to one of his talmidim, he says, everything that's here, in 50 years from now, it's going to be the same thing with just new vendors and new products and new faces. But Nebuch, again, these people, they're just kind of passing through. They're not leaving their mark on the world in any significant way. They're living from 1 second to the next. To buy, to sell, to eat, to live, like we said, you know, last week. That was last week? Apart from the Chassam Sofer, right, about Rasham just kind of rolling around, not getting anywhere. The danger of walking in circles by the wedding. So Rabbi Nachman said, these people are not, this is Tasev Alomana Asoi. They're just passing through this world. They're not doing anything. They're not leaving their mark on the world. I went shopping Thursday night. The Pathmark in Bergenfield just became an Acme. Pathmark closed, it became Acme. But it was so weird. I walked in there. It's in the same spot. Now there's like a big thing where it used to say in big red letters, Pathmark, right? Now it says Acme. And I walked in and like, some things are exactly the same and some things are totally different. And it was like really weird. It was this feeling like, I've been here before, but I've never been here before. Like certain areas were like ripped out of the store, but other things were exactly the same. And the products are in the same rows, but the brands changed, and some brands are the same. It was like really weird. And I kept thinking about this Rabbi Nachman thing, of like, you know, in 50 years from now, maybe it'll be Pathmark again. And it's just, you know, like Pathmark didn't do anything that... Pathmark, like in some small way, left its mark on that makom, but Acme's kind of taking over. And before you know it, no one's going to remember that it was Pathmark's place. And then in 50 years from now, it'll change again. And you know, the Galgal HaChozer will just keep going. So the PSSR says, Makir's Makomo, you have to do something. Or like Michal Zlasher is saying here, the Avos were a Chiddush. They did something of a Chiddush. They made a Chiddush. You have to do something that's a Chiddush in this world. Not just something stupid that people remember you. Oh, that was the guy. Right? In 50 years now. Remember that guy, that crazy guy? You have to do something significant that you leave your mark on the world. Not to be Tasa Velom, to be Tasa Velomena Asoy. Not to just, whatever, I happen to be here. The people who come through YU, from the day they arrive to the day they leave, they're not Tasa Velomen Asoy. They're Min Asoy. They just, whatever happens, they kind of just, I'm just going through. Not trying to be something, to do something. Then the whole time just complaining, if YU was this, if YU was that. And then it's over and they're exactly the same as when they arrived. And Chaval, they squandered years of life. That's called living. You have to be like the Avos. You have to be a Chiddush. Every Jew has to be a Chiddush. You have to have a style, like the Bali Tosfos had a style. Chaim Brisker said, I know the style of the Bali Tosfos. I know the style of the Ramban. I know the style of the Baal Shem Tov. The style of the Pizetz and Rebbe. So people are going to look at you and say, oh, this is so-and-so's style. This is his thing. Right, that's your place in this world. Debre Chaim once came to Chedush Erim. Debre Chaim came to Chedush Erim. Chedush Erim was the first Ger Rebbe. He raised the Sfas Emes. Who was the Sfas Emes' father? What was his name? Avram Mordechai. Who's the Sfas Emes' son? The Imre Emes, Avram Mordechai. Right? Because Sfas Emes' father passed away when he was very young. So the Chedush Erim, his grandfather, raised him. Chedush Erim was the first Ger Rebbe, Sfas Emes was the second Ger Rebbe. Imre Emes was the third Ger Rebbe. So the Divrei Chaim loved Chidushim. Very into Chidushim. The person had like a big Chiddush, he was very into it. So Divrei Chaim comes to the Chedush Erim. And he says, I want to show you a Chiddush. Oh, he's all excited. He's showing me a Chiddush. Wow. So he takes him to his study. He says, I want to show you a Chiddush. And he goes over. Sfas Emes is a baby in his crib. And he points to the Sfas Emes and he says, this is the Chiddush I wanted to show you. He says, you see this little boy? He's going to be a Chiddush. Sfas Emes is a Chiddush. You read a piece of Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes doesn't have a style. The language of the Sfas Emes doesn't have a style. The Sfas Emes' mark in this world is not still felt in the world. Of course it is. So this child's a chiddush. Tasev lo menasoi, to make yourself, not to just pass through. Nasa adam. Everyone says, what's nasa adam? Let us make man. Who is Hashem talking to? So Rashi says he was talking to the angels. It was his humility. You know what Hashem was talking to? Talking to adam. Nasa adam. Let's make man. Ela told us Noach. Noach. Who's going to make Noach? Noach's going to make Noach. Noach le elyonim. Noach le tachtonim. The upper version of Noach and the lower version of Noach are going to look the same. That's the goal of the life of a Yid. In the sugi of Hidr Mitzvah, Bava Kama, Daf Tes. Yeah? So we know, so Hidr Mitzvah, at Shlish. Right? Rashi says, Asei Lecha Sefer Torah Na. So I always let you kedarshan. Asei Lecha Sefer Torah Na means, Asei Lecha Sefer Torah Na. Every Yid is already a Sefer Torah. But the Hidr Mitzvah that we have to do is to try to make it nice, to make it Noach. to make it nicer. Asei lecha sefer Torah na. Make yourself a nice sefer Torah. Take yourself seriously. Tasav lo manasway. I'm not just gonna be created by Hashem. Nasa Adam. I'm gonna partner with Hashem in creating myself. I'm gonna make Noach. Ela told us Noach Noach. Asei lecha. Rashi says lulav na. What does it mean? Asei lecha lulav na. Rav Pinchas Koritzer says that what do we do on Shmini Atzeres? Right? What do we do after Sukkot is over, so to speak? We put away the lulav, we put away the esrog, we put away the das, we put away the aravos. Why? We need those things. So he says, no, you don't. Asei lecha lulav na. The esrog is the heart. But guess what, Chaveh? If your heart's in the right place, you don't need an esrog. If you did Sukkot right, your spine's in the right place, and your eyes are in the right place, and your lips are in the right place. You don't need this outer version. You don't need the picture of Noach and Shemayim without the... No, you are the Noach below. Tfasemis says... The Pinchas Koritzer says that. Yeah, he says, you put it down, you become the lulav. You are the lulav. You are the sukkah. Your house is the sukkah. Why don't you sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? The answer is you do. But many don't. Many tzaddikim. Obviously, I'm not chas v'shalom, speaking negatively. Eretz Yisrael, you don't. Chutz La'aretz, the pashtus of the Gemara is, of course, you do. The Gemara says, you sit in the sukkah, but you don't make a bracha. And by many tzaddikim, there was a minhag. And again, those who have that minhag should continue that. If you don't have that minhag, you should follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch, which is sit in the sukkah and don't make a bracha. But if you come from those who have an authentic minhag, you should be very comfortable with your minhag. Sfasem has said, so how do you read the Gemara? The Gemara says, you sit in the sukkah and you don't make a bracha. So how do you explain those who are sitting in their house? So Sfasem has said, well, if I'm sitting in the sukkah, I should make a bracha. And if I'm sitting in the house, of course I don't make a bracha. What does it mean? I'm sitting in the sukkah, but I don't make a bracha. So Sfasem is right, it's on that Gemara. You're bringing the sukkah back into your house. So yeah, you're in the house, like the Chassidim are doing, but you're sitting in the sukkah. And of course you don't make a bracha. What do you make? Leishim Babayas? You don't make a bracha, obviously. You're not physically in the sukkah structure anymore. But that's the sukkah. That's the sukkah. You made the sukkah. Asei lecha sefer Torah. Na. Asei lecha lulav na. Make yourself into a nice lulav. Make your bias into a nice sukkah. They should be in the sukkah all year round. Tasav lo manasui. So here's Hashem, which is Zochen, the schus of the Piazatz Rebbe, who himself was a chiddush. And he says, one of the kinyanei of Torah, not just makiris makomo, stand in the corner and wait for someone to tell you your place. Make your place known. That someone should say, this is so-and-so. Not even say, this is so-and-so's var. This is Zeh Abba Shalcha. This is you. We say in Yichvod every morning. Even though I skip Yichvod half the mornings because I can't keep up with the pace. I have to cut out something. So sometimes I go straight from Israel Soda into Ashrei. Yichvod Hashem le'olam. Yismach Hashem b'ma'asav. No, Baruch Hashem. Here at least I have a fighting chance. I'm still not good enough, but I have a fighting chance, at least in Armenian. Yichvod Hashem l'olam. Yismach Hashem. Yismach Hashem b'ma'asav. What does that mean, Yismach Hashem b'ma'asav? Yismach. Hashem will rejoice b'ma'asav. So I remember I was once in LA years ago visiting my cousins. And I went to shul and the rabbi there said, Yismach Hashem b'ma'asav. In the future, Hashem will rejoice b'ma'asav. You know what ma'asav means? Same as makiris makomo. There's a certain simcha that Hashem can only get when you create yourself. Yismach Hashem in the future will rejoice. Yismach osios Mashiach. Is Mashiach dik when what? When a Jew is what? When Hashem is Hashem rejoices b'ma'asav. Not just ba'osav, the things that Hashem made, but b'ma'asav in the ones who partner with Hashem in creating themselves. In the Nasa Adams, those Jews who said, I'm going to make myself with Hashem. In the Noach who says, Eila told us, Noach, I'm going to make myself into Noach. I'm not just going to be the Noach who's a byproduct of my society. I'm going to go against my society if I have to become something different. And that's the simcha we give, that's the Mashiach Dika simcha that we give a Kaddish Baruch when we make ourselves, when we create ourselves. So we should all be Zocha. We should be Makiris Makomo. Every one of us should be Makiris Makomo to know our place in the world. To be like the Avos, not to be frightened. I'm going to be like the Avos. Yes, I'm going to do something of a Chiddush in this world. I'm going to find my Chelek in Torah. And my Chelek in Torah is not anyone else's Chelek in Torah. Ein ani li mili. So Hashem says in Parshas Korach, Ein ani li mili. If I'm not me, no one can be me. No one can be me. You can't, no one can fill in for you. There's Chiddush in Torah that only you can come up with. That the greatest Gaonim could not come up with. It's just not possible. It's not, their neshama is not programmed to uncover those things. It's unique to you. It's your makom. It's your place in the world. Nusu, should we zocha and give a nachas ruach, a simcha to a Kaddish Baruch Hu? Yismach Hashem b'masav. Okay, shkoyach.
Rosh Hashanah is a big chiddush.
Rosh Hashanah is a chiddush, yeah. Got it.